Ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Hello. Hello, welcome to Sit a Spell with me, Lisa Lee. It is January 18th, 2012, and our magical journey has just begun. Today on our journey, we are going to cover some current events in the witchy world, the moon phase. I've got 5 brand new spells for you, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'm going to be diving into this week. So let's begin. I know that I promised you every single week we are going to have some sort of pagan or witchy kind of music, but there is so much sadness in the world right now, and so many people are just depressed and just not doing well. So I wanted this show to be uplifting and empowering. So the music that I chose for this week's show is all going to be exciting and wonderful, uplifting music, and the kind of music that my hope for you is that you are going to be dancing. And so let's start right now with the first song, which is Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause you made your perfect babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H. Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, Chola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased. Rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave. sway.
Hey,
same DNA. But born this way. Same DNA. But born this way.
What's in the news?
I was reading the news last week, and I ran across a couple of articles that were, to me, very disturbing. In Australia, there was a couple that were accused of witchcraft, and they were murdered. They were killed. Their granddaughter apparently overdosed on pills, and these people assumed that because the couple who were elderly, they accused them of putting some sort of a hex on their granddaughter, and she killed herself. And because there's that perception out there that witchcraft can be bad or that they're doing bad things, they set their house on fire and they died. Those people, they were murdered because of the idea that witchcraft is bad. And why in the first place would they even think of killing their own granddaughter? They wouldn't do that, and witchcraft's not bad. But this mob started their house on fire and they died because of it. Here in the U.S., in Missouri, the library has put software on all of their computers, and now you can't look up witchcraft or Wicca or anything that has anything to do with paganism. The ACLU is suing them, and she said that if people are looking up witchcraft and Wiccans and paganism and anything that has anything to do with the occult, that that's a crime, and she's going to alert the local authorities on that as well. Can you believe that? That is... I think that's insane. They're calling witchcraft a crime, punishable by getting the cops called on you. That's insane, in my opinion. So, despite the fact that witchcraft and Wicca and paganism and all of those are protected and considered a legitimate religion in Missouri, it's considered a crime. Enough of a crime that the ACLU is stepping in. And some actual fun news is a couple of New England fans are hoping to turn the Patriots-Bronco game into a witch hunt. Lorelai and Lori Bruno are Salem witches. They used Friday the 13th to conjure up some magic for the home team. She said that, "I'm going to raise energy for the universe and send out all kinds of good mojo," she told the Boston Herald. Lori will call on all the angels. At the 10-minute ceremony at the Crow Haven Corner, the city's first witch shop, by the way, there was an altar set up with a Brady puppet, sewn from the occasion by another local witch. The mojo bag was filled with herbs and stones for every Patriot player, and Lorelai said that she will Tebow enchant the following: Tom Brady will see what he needs to see, be where he needs to be, and take the Patriots to another victory. So she was trying to offset Tebow's faith and give a little oomph to the, I don't even know, are they the Patriots or the Broncos? I have no idea. I'm not a football fan, so I have no idea, but there you go. And that is all the news that is fit for spells this week. The next song I have for you is Britney Spears' Stronger. My daughters are going to kill me for this one.
There's nothing you can do. Oh.
never flow.
Can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Moongazer. This is the part of the show where we talk about how the moon influences magic. The phases of the moon have always been integral to magic throughout history. Today is January 18th and we are in a waning moon, which means it's time for banishing magic, to rid oneself of addictions or illness or negativity. A waning moon is the perfect time to get rid of things. So instead of doing like a money spell to bring money to you, instead you're going to do magic to like banish poverty in your life. Instead of doing a love spell to bring love to you, you're going to do a spell to get rid of loneliness. Just like instead of doing a spell to like do a great job on your tests in school, you're going to banish the tendency to write down wrong answers. A great spell to do in this waning time is to do a wisdom spell. You're going to perform this during a waning moon. That's a perfect time to do it. What you're going to need is a pen, piece of paper, and peppermint oil. So what you're going to do is you're going to write your situation down. Describe clearly your needs, the oppositions, and all of the desired outcomes. Dress the paper in the peppermint oil to raise the vibrational energy and focus on your situation. Put all of your energy into it. And then say, waning moon, waning light, I seek the shadows of darkening night. Grant me the guidance of your divine sight. And then release the energy. Give up all your situation, everything. Give it to the universe, and the universe will provide its wisdom. And then keep that piece of paper until that situation is resolved. Another spell that I'm going to teach you is a waning moon ritual for letting go. And this spell is perfect to help release the stresses and worries of our everyday lives. It's really great for kind of freeing yourself of being blocked and sad and fearful and, you know, just all of the negative things that are out there. It's really good to get rid of that. Make sure your phone is turned off so you won't be disturbed. You're going to need 2 white candles, 1 black candle, and a pink candle. Then you're going to choose either sage, frankincense, or myrrh incense, and that's for clearing, and a small piece of paper and a pen. It's very, very simple. You're going to start with a ritual bath. You're going to add salt to the water, or you can tie the herbs in a special piece of cloth. I would suggest lavender, maybe rosemary. Run that under the faucet. While you're in your bath, visualize the steam kind of breaking up all the tensions of your body. Just relax and put all of the positive things that you're wanting to come into your life. Don't pay so much attention to all the doubt and the suspicion or fear. Just kind of work on mental clarity and calming and just relax. Enjoy your bath. With each exhale, affirm that all the good is coming to you. Put all of your energy into all of the love and all of the things that you want to come to you. When you're done with your bath, you're going to kind of put together a little mini altar. You're going to light your white candle in your incense, and those are symbolic of peace and truth and protection. And just kind of meditate for a few minutes on what that means to you personally. Is there anything in your life that is not in sync with your personal truth? So pay attention to that. Then you're going to light your black candle. The color black is kind of the absence of color, and therefore it kind of absorbs all of the negativity. So the black candle represents absorbing and transforming power of the dark moon. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to take your small piece of paper and write with as much emotion as you can possibly muster the one thing that you want to release, the one thing that you want to get rid of that hurts so much. I want you to write that down and put all of your emotions into that. Light one corner of that piece of paper and immediately drop it into like some sort of a flame-proof glass or a cup or a cauldron, doesn't matter. Just heat-proof, flame-proof, you know, even a large ashtray or a ceramic pot will be fine. Repeat with any and all emotions, fears, resentments, gripes, angers, anything that you have that's blocking you, I want you to put that all into that piece of paper. When you finally feel like you've cleared yourself of that and you've kind of pushed all of those emotions out there, after you've cried, it doesn't matter, cried, griped, bitched, complained, once that is all done, then you can put that black candle out and light your pink candle and put on your very favorite music, something that makes you feel energized and happy and motivated, and focus on filling up the space of all of that negativity with positive reinforcement, positive things. Everything is going to be okay. Your life is going to change, and that's what matters. So enjoy, be happy, fill up all the empty spot where the negativity was, fill it up with joy and happiness. Dance around. Breathe in your new truth. When you're finished, put the pink candle out and save it. And anytime you feel negative or anything like that, or you feel like you're really struggling, light that candle again and remember all of the positive things that you've just done. That's it for Moongazer this week. And now for a little music. We're going to listen to Perfect by Pink.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood. Misknowing it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than fucking perfect.
Swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare, protect, survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Our next song is Kelly Clarkson's Stronger.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm
now. doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps keep you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me.
Welcome to Spell Intel. In this week's Spell Intel, I've got quite a few spells for you. I've got what I call a Mary Had a Little Lamb spell. I've got a Bring Love to You spell, a Good Luck Love Charm, and a spell to gain money. Our first spell I call a Mary Had a Little Lamb spell, only because the words that you're going to use, you're going to sing it to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. It is January, and this is the time where people put in all kinds of resolutions. They want to make changes. The very best thing that you can do is go through your entire house and clean it. Pretend like it's spring. Clean off the cobwebs, dust everything. Go through your closets. If there's something that you haven't worn for over a year, get rid of it. Donate it. Go through your cupboards. Just go through everything. Clean your refrigerator. Clean absolutely everything out. Start fresh. It is January. It is the new year, and it's a time for new change. So when you're done with all of that, then I want you to grab your handy-dandy broom, and I want you to say, as you're sweeping, as I sweep and sing this song, useless stuff, now be gone. Clear out now. You cannot stay. Make room for a brighter day. But I want you to sing that to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Sing and sweep, sing and sweep, and you are going to just freshen up your whole house, and you're going to start anew, and everything is going to be brighter. The next spell that I'm going to teach you is a Bring Love to You spell. Now remember, we do not do love spells. We do not do spells that are going to bend people to your will. That is unacceptable and not fair. You don't want to have somebody doing that to you, right? Same thing. We do not bend other people's will to us. So the next spell is a Bring Love to You spell. The things that you're going to need is one sheet of lined paper, a red pen or a marker, an envelope, letter size, your favorite perfume, your favorite shade of red or pink lipstick, and a few pink or red flower petals. So what I want you to do is on that lined piece of paper, I want you to write out all of the qualities of the love that you want using that red pen. So write out every single thing that you want to have in a lover, in your love, in your soulmate, so to speak. Remember, you are not doing it on a specific person, so don't write something that is specific to that one guy that you might be crushing on. No, it's the qualities that you want in your life, in your love. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to spritz that piece of paper with that perfume and then fold that piece of paper and place it in the envelope.
Now take the flower petals, hold them in your right hand, and envision yourself happy and in love, squeezing the petals tight in your hand, and keep envisioning this scene. Then drop those petals into the envelope and seal the envelope closed and seal it with a kiss with your lipstick on. So you're going to kiss that envelope. So you're going to put away your envelope, hide it in a special spot. You're never going to open it. And eventually that love that you put out there that you want to come to you is going to come to you, and you are going to live happily ever after. Our third spell is a knot spell for work. And when I say knot, I mean K-N-O-T, like knots. And it's very simple. All you need is a 13-inch silk cord in green. You're going to be tying knots in it. And as you are tying your knots, you're going to repeat these words. By knot of one, my spell's begun. By knot of two, plenty fruitful work to do. By knot of three, money comes to me. By knot of four, opportunity knocks at my door. By knot of five, my business thrives. By knot of six, this spell is fixed. By knot of seven, success is given. By knot of eight, increase is great. By knot of nine, these things are mine. So you're going to be saying those things while you're tying your knots. So one more time, you're going to grab a silk cord that's 13 inches long and tie knots in it. And you're going to say, by knot of one, my spell's begun. By knot of two, plenty of fruitful work to do. By knot of three, money comes to me. By knot of four, opportunity knocks at my door. By knot of five, my business thrives. By knot of six, the spell is fixed. By knot of seven, success is given. By knot of eight, increase is great. And by knot of nine, these things are mine. Then just put that cord away. Your spell is done. Our next spell is a good luck love charm. All you're going to need is a rose quartz, a silver dish, and rose petals. So you're going to place the quartz on your silver dish and leave it on the table by the moonlight. You're going to kiss it and place the rose petals over it and beneath it and let it sit there for 5 days. The rose petals on top will probably fall off, but that's perfectly fine. And after 5 days, take that rose quartz and wear it or keep it with you. Put it in your pocket. It doesn't matter. But all it's going to do is bring you luck and love. And your last spell is the spell to gain money. And all you're going to need is a silver coin in your cauldron. So you're going to fill your cauldron half full of water and drop your silver coin into it. And then position your cauldron so that the light of the moon shines into the water. Gently sweep your hands just above the surface, symbolically gathering the moon's silver. While doing this, say, lovely lady of the moon, bring to me your wealth right soon. Fill my hands with silver and gold. All you give, my hands can hold. And then when you're done, pour that water back into the earth and put that coin in your wallet next to all of your other money, and it will just keep increasing. And that is your final spell for today. To find tonight's spells online, you can go to my website, empoweringthedivine.com. If you click on chat and learn, all of the spells from all of the shows will be up there. Our next song is Avril Lavigne, Keep Holding On.
You're not alone. Together we stand. I'll be by your side. You know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go. You know I won't give in. No, I won't give in. Far away, I wish you were here before it's too late. This could all disappear before the doors close and it comes to an end.
With you by my side, I will fight and defend.
This is the part of the show where I want to involve you in some of the things that I am doing. I have a couple of events coming up. On January 21st, we are putting on a paranormal ghost hunt up in Sauk Center, Minnesota at Heaven and Earth Essentials. It's a great, great time. We've hosted this event multiple times and people have left feeling very excited because they've never had any kind of an experience ever. And the shop is amazing. I mean, the ghosts and the spirits there are just very, 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 very active, and it's really cool. And they interact with you, and it's really great. We put together a Victorian seance room in the basement, and it's beautiful. It is absolutely stunning. We've got pictures on the walls, and we've got candelabras, and when we were putting it together and we were cleaning up the area, it was cool because there were ghosts coming in going, "What are you doing?" And it was really cool. So we've got that coming up on January 21st. That starts at 8 o'clock. If you are interested in attending, please go to heavenandearthessentials.com and you can sign up. I have got a class on Thursday at, again, Heaven and Earth Essentials. And we're going to be teaching all kinds of things about witchcraft. We are doing something that on Thursday that is literally one of the most profound and amazing and powerful things that I've ever been involved with. This is a completely different subject. It's not has nothing to do with the classes, but there are so many people that are so sad out there right now. People that are normally not suicidal are thinking really dumb thoughts, and they just want to end things. And you know, there's so much negativity out there, and you know as well as I do that like attracts like. So if you are so negative, more negative things are going to keep coming to you. But there is so much negativity out there right now. I want to try and see if we can put a stop to that. I want to see if we can change the direction of what everything is going right now. So at 7 o'clock on Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, I am asking the entire world to join me in trying to put a stop to all the negativity. I'm actually hoping that what happens is, because there's so much negativity out there, what I'm hoping is if enough people from different faiths all join, come together globally with all of the intentions of putting positive, loving energy back into the universe, that it's going to be kind of like a sonar pulse of positive energy. And hopefully that's going to make all that negativity just dissipate, go away, so that all of the good stuff can start happening again. There's so many sad people out there and so many people that are struggling and they're hurting so much. And I really, honest to God, in my very soul, feel that we can make a change and we can make a difference and we can make the stop. Like attracts like. I want to make that difference. So please, I'm seriously begging you, please join me to make a difference. At 7 p.m. on Thursday, light a candle, pray, chant, make it a white candle, but pray and chant or cast a spell. I don't care what you do, but if we all come together, I, honest to God, in my very soul, believe that we can make a difference and we can make what's happening that's negative go away, and everybody can start over and there can be a difference and make a change. Something has to change. I really want to be a part of making that happen.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
The mountaintop, walk on water, I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the bitch's mouth. Straight name face, it's gang day. See me running through the crowd, full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. get a good feeling, yeah.
This is our last song. Enjoy.
Do you always trust your first initial feeling? Special knowledge. Like a glove, like the love that had finally found me. And I knew in the crystalline knowledge of you. Drove me through the mountain, through the crystal like a clear water fountain. To the sea, to the sea, yeah. How the faces of love change, turning the pages. All around.
the sea, yeah, to the sea.
If you'd like more information, a great way to get a hold of us is to go to empoweringthedivine.com. That is empoweringthedivine.com. That is my personal website. If you'd like to get in touch with my sponsor, that is myfamilyissafe.com. They are amazing, wonderful people. So that is myfamilyissafe.com. Check out my classes or any of my events. You can go to heavenandearthessentials.com. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, just go to empoweringthedivine.com and shoot me an email. It's been so much fun for me. It's just been an honor to spend time with you. Please join me on Thursday to take back the light. Remember, I want you to light a candle and pray or chant or cast or do anything that you need to do, whatever your faith or your religion says that you're supposed to do, please do that. Join me and let's take back the light. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. Join me next Wednesday at 6, and until then, take back the light.